information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
All right, it's the nonstick pan dilemma. Okay, we knew a long time ago that the use of nonstick pans are thought to be linked directly to many different disease risks, okay? So we need to avoid them. And a lot of people I've heard, you know, my families, my friends, my patients, they avoid them, but they also are now stuck, pardon the pun, with a lot of food that sticks to sticky pans, okay? So if they're non-stick pans, what do we have left? We've got the sticky pans. So I want to tell you all out there, if you are avoiding, okay, the chemical, and Dr. Decker, I should say hi. How are you, buddy?
I am glad to be here. And this is a very important point. I just want to add one quick thing to this. Huge subject.
Huge.
Because we're doing this every day. So this is a daily habit that if you change, you may not get cancer or heart disease. Please continue.
That's right.
Calling.
See, just huge. Okay. Yeah. Why cancer, heart disease? Because nonstick pans contain a chemical called, oh my gosh, help me, perfluoro.
PFOA. How's that?
It is PFOA, but I just kind of like to, I kind of like to show off, but apparently I'm showing flat. Come on, let's just say it together. Perfluoroctanoic acid. Yeah. See, if I can't say it, you shouldn't be eating it. That's exactly
nice
what.
Nice.
That's what I have to say. Okay, but seriously, it has been definitely correlated to elevated risk for cancer and heart disease. And so, and you know, look, here's the deal. You go to some of our wonderful convenience stores, they're not convenient. Well, they are convenient, but there's another word for them, but Targets and Walmarts, and you get, like, for $17.99, you can get all different sizes of pans. And it seems like if you're going to college, or if you're a single and you're into a new apartment, or you're just moving out, and it seems so
cost effective.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so
things.
It's like, sure, bam, right there. Sure, but guess what?
It's a huge thing, Holly. Holly, these pans, it's a huge thing. And I stress this to my patients all the time. I ask them, what do they cook with? And they look me cross-eyed. And think about somebody that's making a healthy stir fry, but they're really, literally, these organic vegetables are rolling in carcinogens. I mean, Holly, let me just tell you this. DuPont. Okay, this is kind of the company that's been in the crosshairs of the EPA for some time with this. They were heavily fined for hiding research that showed this stuff, this PFOA stuff, was leaching into the Ohio River and literally poisoning the water supply near its West Virginia plant. I mean, this stuff, a little bit's leaking into the water and they're worried about it. And DuPont's only answer is, well, if it's used properly, well, what are you doing? You're banging on it, right? You're hitting it. The stuff is going to get into your food. There's no way around it. Okay, what are we doing instead? Help us out. Okay. Answer the question that we're doing.
Because, yes, what do you do? How do you do this is the nonstick pan dilemma. Well, there's a couple different things. There's actually the Culinary Institute of America, okay, said that cast iron pans are nearly as good at preventing food from sticking if, this is a cast iron pan, if it is seasoned properly. And so to do this.
Really?
You basically spread salt over the pan's cooking surface, then heat it over a high flame for 2 minutes, okay? Dump out most of the salt and use the remaining salt and a dry towel to scrub the cooking surface while it's still hot, all right? Then you dump the salt and coat the cooking surface with a cooking oil such as that has a high smoke point. You know, so we're looking for sunflower or canola oil. Those have high smoke points, so you can heat them at a high degrees and they will not damage them. Heat the pan until the oil smokes slightly. I think I see a blog coming, okay, because you're going to go to Radio MD and actually get and understand these directions. Let the pan cool and wipe out the excess oil with a clean cloth. And guess what? The pan is ready to use. You just re-season when the food starts to stick. That's how you do it. This is how I used to prep my wok all the time. And so woks, very authentic wok that I have that I steam things in all the time. I season it with the salt. I wiped it out. I put high oil, high cooking temperature, heat it up for 2 minutes, wipe it out again, and the food does not stick. Now, there's one more way. Stainless steel pans. They don't have to be seasoned, but they do require some skill to prevent sticking. When you're ready to cook, here's what you do with steel pans, okay? Stainless steel pans. Preheat the pan over low to medium heat. Then add a small amount of cooking oil. Okay, cooking sprays tend to be ineffective with the stainless steel. Stay away from them. Place food in the pan. Cooking sprays, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Well, unless you take one of those little Misto, you know, you can get a, it's called a Misto, M-I-S-T-O. It's it's basically a can that you buy. You put your own high quality oil in and you can spray it. It's awesome because, yes, those spraying, they have carcinogens in them and we definitely want to stay away from store-bought. Sure. Exactly. So then, okay, so place food in the pan only when the oil is shimmering and allow the food to sear or cook fully on the side before gingerly loosening it with a spatula and flipping it over. So you can do this with stainless steel pans. I love the cast iron pans. I really do. I feel like that little bit of that iron in my food, I love it because iron is something that's really, really important for us ladies, especially if we're kind of bleeding still in that stage when we're having our menstruation every month. But there are things that you can do to stop the sticking of the food while you're avoiding those nasty nonstick pans.
Well, I'd like to add that we use butter. And, you know, butter, the more saturated the fat is, the more stable it is. And butter and lard and coconut oil, when you were talking about high quality oils to cook with in general, you'd be looking at the more saturated, the more stable. Coconut for a plant oil is one of the most saturated. When you're talking about high quality oils, you would look at that and maybe macadamia nut or one of your higher end olive oils. But I think butter's gotten a bad name. What do you think about butter, Holly?
You know, there's an archive show on Radio MD. We talked about butter, and we are big butter fans because, first of all, it's a real food, in my opinion. There's not a whole heck of a lot that was done with it. And I'm a big advocate of butter, and I've told this story before, but Dr. Diadamo, I'm a huge fan of him, and he's actually a personal friend. I hope he doesn't mind me saying that. I hope he would agree with that statement.
Well, but, we should say, you know, his father just passed, so we do.
I didn't know that. James. Yeah, of course. He said if you have psoriasis, one of his prescriptions was a stick of butter every day, and I thought, I have never in my life wanted psoriasis more than this day.
That's funny. Yeah, I think it's the butyric acid that's in there that a lot of people used to isolate that butyric acid out, use it in enemas for irritable bowel and all sorts of diseases. But what it comes down to, Holly, is as a cardiologist, this may be the most important segment or show we ever do, because it's these everyday habits that if we can shift them and inch this direction, over time it becomes just monumental. Literally rolling your food in carcinogens and cancer causing, or, you know, and heart disease causing things every day and chemicals. It spooks me. But what spooks me more is that people don't understand that there's a lot of ways to make nonstick. You know, and we're going to blog on this, we're radio on this, because listeners, we have to throw out the Teflon. It's time.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have to get rid of it. There's no convenience in cancer.
No, there's no convenience in cancer. And you know, I'm a big advocate of education is, and awareness is empowerment. When we can at least give folks more information, they can be more empowered to make better choices. And with our environmental issues, okay, our ever increasingly toxic environment, we have to take control over everything that we can. We have to be able to reduce exposure. And the things that we do have control over, like our food, I think we have to be able to source and prepare safely, because there's so many things that are moving against us in this way. There are so many things that are out of our control per se. So when we're thinking about the nonstick pan dilemma and you avoiding Teflon and those PFOAs that have been linked to cardiovascular disease and cancer, think about cast iron pans. You can season it a little bit with salt. We're going to blog on radiomd.com about how to do this. And also think about stainless steel pans as well. They don't have to be seasoned, but they do require some skill to prevent sticking. But the effort, I guarantee you, is going to be worth it. All right, so the nonstick pan dilemma and tips for what to do and not get stuck with the food on the pan, you can go to radiomd.com.